This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Leroy wonders what the Minnesota Twins are thinking right now and relates it to our daily walk with Christ. Our passage, 1 Samuel chapters 9 through 12. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
There's an old saying, yesterday's home run doesn't count in today's ballgame. I suppose the Minnesota Twins might be thinking that way right now in spring training. Even though they won the World Series last October, that won't help them a bit in the new season. The most important thing for them now is what happens today. One reason we call this radio program Daily Discipleship is because the daily aspect of the Christian living is so important. Rather than living by fits and starts, the Lord is calling us to a consistent daily walk with Him. It's the only way we can possibly hope to make it in the Christian life over the long haul. Saul is a man who had a fantastic start. In fact, I don't know how he would have improved on it. Saul was not seeking to be king of Israel, but when he was chosen, he accepted it as a call from God and got underway with the job. God gave him another heart, and he began to demonstrate a lot of wonderful qualities early in his kingship. When public announcement was made of his appointment, some people despised him and publicly humiliated him. But instead of flying into a rage and defending his wounded ego, he held his peace. And when the people of Jabesh-Gilead were threatened, he called Israel together and led them in battle and delivered his brothers out of the hand of their oppressors. And after he had led the army to victory, he gave the glory to God and forgave those who had publicly mocked his leadership. Saul started out as a man of humility, mercy, and courage. He demonstrated faith and confidence in God, but something went wrong. He stopped fearing God and soon began to fear circumstances and other people. He got off on the right foot, but he ended very badly. But of course, it didn't happen all at once, and that's just the point. Friend, the most important day in your Christian life is today. You may have gotten off to a great start when you gave your life to Christ a few years back. But what are you going to do today? Will you make time for personal fellowship alone with God today? Will you share your faith with a friend today? Will you trust God to carry you through the difficult circumstances today? Saul began well, but there came a day when his heart turned away from the Lord. Hebrews 3:13 says, "Encourage one another today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." May God grant us the grace to walk with Him in discipleship today.
If you've been challenged by this broadcast, we'd like to send you The Navigator's Daily Walk, a free daily devotional guide that will help you keep in step with this program. Your daily Bible reading will coincide with each broadcast Monday through Saturday. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the right reaction when things fall apart. Join us on Daily Discipleship.